Good morning, peace be to you.
弟兄姊妹早上平安。
Would you please turn your Bible with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 8?
我们来翻到路加福音第八章。
Today's Bible reading is Luke chapter 8 verses 26 through 39.
我们一起来读路加福音第八章26到39节。
Let's read the Word of God together in whatever language we choose.
我们一起来读，不管你是用什么样的语言来读。
Luke chapter 8 verses 26 through 39. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is the opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city.Who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in the house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man.For it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus said to him, saying, What is your name? And he said, Legion, because many demons had entered him, and they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abbey.Now a herd of many swine were feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw that what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened, and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right hand, right mind.And they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been the demon possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear, and he got into the boat and returned.Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you. And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him.Thank you. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们继续有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we gather together before you.
主，我们为了这个能够在你面前聚集的时间，我们感谢你。
Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们祈求你圣灵恩膏的膏抹。
To anoint our mouth and ears and heart.
来膏抹我们的嘴巴我们的耳朵和我们的心
Because without the Holy Spirit, no one understands your word.
因为没有圣灵没有人能够明白你的话
But the Lord, you lives in us.
但是主你住在我们的心里
So Holy Spirit will help us.
所以圣灵可以来帮助我们
Help us not only to understand your word.
不光是帮助我们知道明白你的话
But help us and to lead us into your word.
并且能够把我们带到你话语的实际里面。
Lord, we commit this time unto your hand.
我们把剩下的时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. One of the burdens the Lord has placed on me for this year is to get to know Jesus more deeply and richly.
今年主在我心里面所放下的一个负担就是认识耶稣更深和更加的丰富。
To know Jesus alongside brothers and sisters and all friends.
可以跟众弟兄姊妹和福音朋友一起来认识主。
In John 17:3,
在约翰福音十七章第三节那里
The Lord Jesus says that the eternal life is to know the only true God and the Jesus Christ whom he has sent.
主耶稣说那个永生就是认识独一的真神就是神所差来的耶稣基督。
So we all know that spiritual life is all about the life of Jesus in us.
所以我们知道说那个属灵生命的成长就是耶稣在我们里面的生命。
We can't live for Jesus without knowing him and his story, his life story well.
如果我们对主耶稣的事情不认识我们不可能为耶稣而活。
So we don't want to leave the gospel just for gospel friends.
所以我们不只是把福音交给福音朋友们。
So to our young people,
对于年轻人
I encourage you to find and spend more time reading gospel books.
我希望你们鼓励你们更多的读福音书。
Dig deeper into the life of Jesus.
对于主耶稣的故事能够更深的来了解。
And ask yourself, why did he say that?
问问你自己为什么主耶稣这样说。
Why did he do it?
为什么他这样做。
And this will be of great benefit to us.
这对我们来说是非常的有益。
You know, when Apostle Paul was in prison in Rome,
当保罗使徒保罗在罗马的那个监狱的时候
he sent his letter to the brothers and sisters in the city of Ephesus.
他把给在以弗所的弟兄姊妹写了一封信
saying that I often had a prayer for you guys.
他说我常常为你们祷告
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the true knowledge of Jesus.
他是说求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
My dear young people, was Paul just a beginner to know about Jesus at this point?
我们年轻的弟兄姊妹刚刚开始认识神。
No, was Paul just a beginner at this point to know about Jesus?
保罗这个时候才刚刚开始认识主耶稣吗
？No, he wasn't.
No, 当然不是了。
He was more than mature in following Jesus, wasn't he?
他是在主里面是非常的成熟。非常的成熟不是吗
Was the church in Ephesus a baby that come to know Jesus in a blur?
那个以弗所的弟兄姊妹在认识主的里面也是婴儿吗
No, of course not.
当然不是。
Throughout the centuries, the Ephesian church has left us a perfect example in building the house of God.
在以弗所的教会给了我们一个非常完美的见证他们是如何来建立神的教会。
However, this was still Paul's prayer every day.
然而，这也是保罗每天心中的祷告。
For the brothers and sisters there,
为了在那里的弟兄姊妹
as well as for himself,
也为了他自己
that we might come together to know Jesus better, richer, and deeper.
使我们能够更好的、更深的、更丰富的来认识主耶稣。
We thank God that we have.Met many new friends here this year.
今年在我们这里有很多的福音朋友。
Some of you have come to come for medical treatment at MD Anderson.
有些人是在这里在 MD Anderson 来治病的。
Some for further studies at institutions.
有些是在这里学校来求学的。
And some just come to visit.
有些人是在这里来探访的。
Brothers and sisters, we don't meet them here by chance.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里相遇不是偶然的。
Nor is there any coincidence.
这里也不是偶然的事情。
My dear friends, there is a heavenly purpose for you to be here.
亲爱的朋友，你来到这里是有属天的目的。
For this glorious purpose.
是为了这个荣耀的目的。
God has arranged your lives through every possibility.
神借着各样的机会来安排了你的生活。
Whether they seemed good or a little bumpy.
是不是看起来是不是有点挫折，有一点不容易。
But to lead your to lead you step by step to achieve that purpose.
但是在为了达到那个目的，他一步一步的来带领你。
Well, it's okay that some of you may disagree with my conclusion.
也许你跟我的对我的结论不同意，没有关系。
However, I still want to say that your life has a single purpose in mind.
我还是要这样讲，你的生活是有一个唯一的目的。
My dear friends, that is to know Jesus as your Savior.
就是为了认识主耶稣作为你的救主。
And that's why your trip led you here to Houston and to this church.
所以为什么你来到了这里，来到我们的教会？
Of course, we know that the most direct way to know Jesus is through the gospel books.
当然，我们知道认识主耶稣有一个途径，就是来读福音书。
So let's go to Luke chapter 8.
所以我们来到路加福音第八章。
Since this is an easy read story.
这是一个
easy read story. Very, you read it, it's very easy to understand.
这是一个非常容易读的故事。
It is recorded in all three books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
它在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音里都提到过。
So it's a very popular story about Jesus and this man. He was healed.
这个故事众所周知，就是关于主耶稣和这个被巫鬼所附的人。
So it's an easy story.
是一个容易的故事。
So I don't want to delve into the details.
所以我就不再对这个故事上来展开。
But I have three questions for you.
但是我有三个问题。
I do think that I will share my opinion on what I think the answer is.
我来分享一下我对于这个答案有什么我的观点是什么。
I would love to hear your opinion if you have a different one.
我也想听听关于你的答案是什么，如果你的答案跟我不一样的话。
Okay, the first question is,How did it happen?
第一个问题是这件事情是怎么发生的？
Was it a mere coincidence that Jesus met this man?
耶稣遇见了这个人是一个纯粹的巧合吗？
You know, on many occasions, things seem to happen to our lives just by accident.
很多时候，很多事情在我们生活中发生，看起来就是一个纯粹的巧合。
Second, who was this man?
第二个问题是这个人是谁？
Very likely, we would think that he was just a minor character in the ordinary story about Jesus.
我们觉得说这个人在主耶稣的事工里面不过就是一个小人物。
He was a man living a misery lifestyle.
他过着一个非常痛苦的生活。
We tend to read the story, we think, oh, he is just a minor character.
我们觉得说他就是一个小人物而已。
So we let this man go away from us.
所以我们对这个人就并不太多的注意。
Without thinking about what he had to do with us.
却不想想看他跟我们有什么关系。
Number three.
第三个问题。
How would his life be after encountering Jesus?
他遇到主耶稣之后，他的生命是什么样子的？
I think this question is quite easy.
我觉得说这个问题很容易。
Because if we look at verse 38,
我们如果读三十八节的话
，He wanted to follow Jesus after he was healed.
他被医治之后，他想要跟随主耶稣。
I think, of course, he didn't want to stay in this place of sad memories any longer.
当然，他不希望留在这个痛苦的回忆，有这个痛苦回忆的地方。
As life had been radically changed, he wanted to move on.
他的生命被这样子巨大的改变之后，他希望能够往前走。
It also happened to us after we received the salvation from Jesus.
这对我们来说，我们是可以有同样的经历。当我们接受那个主耶稣的救恩以后
，We didn't want to stay in the old life.
我们不希望停留在过去旧有的生命里面、生活里面。
The new life has come into our heart.
这个新生命进到我们的里面
，and we want to move on.
我们就希望能够离开过去，往前走。
So this man begged Jesus, said, "Can I go just with you?"
所以这个人就祈求主耶稣说，我能不能跟你走
？I will go with you to wherever you want to go.
我跟你走，你叫我做什么，我就做什么。
But Jesus told him, "You stay."
但主耶稣跟他说，你留下来。
Because I have a mission for you.
因为我对你有一个事工。
We're told that he was sent by Jesus back to his own household.
我们这里讲到说主耶稣打发他回他自己的家去。
So it is very clearly like Jesus said, go back to your house.
这里讲得非常的清楚，主耶稣说你回家去。
But if we look at the verse 39,
但是我们看看39节,
it tells us that he went back
这里讲说他就回去了,
as Jesus told him.
照着主耶稣所说的,
but he proclaimed the good news of Jesus throughout the whole city.
但是他却在满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
Jesus told him back to your house.
主耶稣说你回家去。
Yes, he did.
是他回家了。
Jesus said, just told your house, that the whole house, what the great thing God has done for you.
主耶稣是说你回去告诉你家里人, 主耶稣神为你做了何等大的事。
But he went back not only his whole house,
他回去不当是回到他自己的家,
but throughout the whole city, he told the good news of Jesus.
而是在全城里面传扬耶稣神为他做了何等大的事。
And also in Mark chapter 5,
而且在马可福音第五章,
it tells that not just only one city, but an entire region called the Decapolis.
不光是在他自己的城里面, 而是在那一个地区叫做底加波利。
Approximately 10 cities in the whole region.
那个地区大概有10个城市。
To me, this is the first man of missionary in the New Testament.
对我来说, 这个人是在新约里面的第一个传道人。
Even before the Apostle Paul.
在保罗之前。
Brothers and sisters, the most powerful tool in evangelism is sharing the personal stories.
在传福音里面非常有力的一个工具就是我们来分享我们自己个人的见证。
So I appreciate and our brother just shared the tool of his short stories.
所以我非常珍惜我们弟兄刚刚分享了他自己的两个见证。
So when we start to share our personal stories, people listen.
当我们分享我们自己个人经历的时候，人们是听的。
Because it is true story and happened in a true man and woman.
是发生在真人身上的一个真实的事情。
This man just followed what Jesus told him to do in verse 39.
在39节里面, 这个人就照着主耶稣的话去做了。
Which is to tell what great things God has done for you.
是告诉人传扬说耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
Meaning your story.
换句话说是你的故事,
your story of encountering God.
是你遇见主耶稣的故事,
not his story, her story.
不是他和他的故事,
not their story.
不是他们的故事,
even not our story.
甚至不是我们的故事,
your personal story.
是你自己个人的故事,
tell the people what God has done the great things on you.
是告诉, 别人传扬了耶稣为你做了何等大的事。
I think that's why he was able to turn the whole area called the Decapolis upside down.
这就是为什么他能够让底加波利所有的人能够 翻天覆地。
His personal story.
是他个人的经历, 个人的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to be, you know, just greatly educated with full knowledge about God.
我们不需要是在这个, 圣经上有非常大的知识。
Just prepare our personal stories.
就是来分享我们自己个人的经历。
Okay, the second thing I learned from his story is that according to James 4:6,
第二件事情我在这个人身上所学到的是根据, 雅各书第四章第六节。
The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble.
圣经上讲说神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Look at this man. This wasn't a man of a big title.
这个人没有什么大的称号。
Not the apostle.
他也不是使徒。
Not even the disciple.
他也不是门徒。
He didn't even have a name here.
他甚至连名字都没有。
We don't know what his name was.
我们不知道他叫什么。
Nor was he a spiritual man with rich experience and knowledge like Paul, Peter, and John.
他也不像, 彼得、约翰或者保罗一样有非常丰富的属灵的经历。
However, many lives in these 10 cities were changed through him.
但是在这个十个城市里面有很多人的生命因着他而发生的改变。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是非常的惊人？
God often used a small potato to change the whole world.
神有的时候经常用一个小人物来改变整个世界。
Brothers and sisters, if we keep on thinking that we're too small, too tiny, too little to serve God's purpose,
我们常常觉得说我们自己真的是太微小、太小了，来服侍神。
We probably need to revisit the story in Luke chapter 8.
我们就需要回来读读这个路加福音第八章这个人的故事。
Okay, let's go back to my first question.
现在我们来回到第一个问题。
How did it happen?
这个事情怎么发生的？
I want to remind you of the opening verse of this chapter.
我想要来看看这一章的第一句话。
Which tells that Jesus traveled through every city and the village with his disciples, proclaim and preaching the good news of the kingdom of God to the people.
这第一节里面，耶稣是周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。他跟他的门徒们。
This meant every place in his homeland, Galilee.
这里是指到说在加利利的这些城市。
Among his own people.
在他的自己的子民之间。
Galilee in Jesus' time was considered a Jewish settlement area.
在加利利在主耶稣的时候是犹太人的一个
聚集点。
一个聚集点。
Jews lived there intensively. Jews lived there intensively. A lot of Jews.
在那里面有非常多的犹太人聚集在那里。
If I were one of his disciples,
如果我是他一个门徒的话，
I wouldn't have had any problem following Jesus from town to town around the area.
我跟随着主耶稣在这里的每一个城市里面可以来游走，没有任何的问题。
Because everywhere were Jews.
因为到处都是犹太人。
And Jesus was born a Jew too.
主耶稣在那里也是一个生下来的犹太人。
For the Son of a Man born a Jew goes to his own country to save his people. Isn't that a matter of course?
对于一个犹太人到他自己的子民之间，到他自己的国家里去传福音，这是一个理所当然的事情。
However, from today's Bible reading,
但是从今天我们所读的圣经里面，
we learn that our Lord Jesus didn't limit his tracks to his homeland and the people that he was familiar with.
我们知道说主耶稣并没有限制他的行程，只是他到他自己的国家，到他自己的家乡和他所熟悉的人那里去。
Luke chapter 8 tells that Jesus kept going to a place opposite the Sea of Galilee.
路加福音第八章里告诉我们说主耶稣经常到加利利对面的地方去。
Which means he crossed the border and moved down the road into a foreign land called the Gadarenes.
换句话说他常常越过了加利利的这个地界，到一个地方叫格拉森的地方。
People over there were completely foreign to Jesus and his disciples.
那里的人对于主耶稣和他的门徒来说是非常的陌生的。
Well, think about how shocked the disciples were when they saw the local pig farming business all over the place.
你可以想象门徒的惊讶，当他们看见那里的人有这样的一个养猪的生意。
Several thousand pigs in one herd.
一个猪群里面大概就有2000个猪。
A lot.
应该是好几千头猪。
Yeah. 2000 pigs in one herd. That's very, yeah, large herd.
一个猪群里面有2000头猪是相当的多。
That sounds hilarious to the disciples.
对于门徒来说这是一件非常滑稽的事情。
Because Jews never eat pork meat according to the law.
因为根据律法来说，犹太人从来不吃猪的。
You won't never see the pig farming business in the land of Judea.
在犹太地，你从来不会看见养猪的养猪的事情。
What for? People just feed the pig.
人喂猪是为了什么呢？没有目的，没有意义。
So my dear young people, wouldn't it be possible that some of his disciples, Peter, John, or James, came to mention to Jesus?
你觉得会不会彼得、雅各和约翰会跟主耶稣说
that we are going too far?
我们是不是走得太远了？
What in the world we are doing here?
我们到这儿来干嘛来了？
Very likely it would be.
我相信他们会这样跟主耶稣抱怨。
Let me also remind you of verse 22.
我再提我们一起来读一下22节。
Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, Let us cross over to the other side of the lake.
耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。
Well, especially with the Chinese translation.
对于这个中文的翻译，
We may feel that the Lord Jesus spoke in a loose tone about where he wanted to go.
我们觉得说主耶稣在这里不过是随意的提了一下，对于关于他要去哪个地方。
It sounds like he didn't care and just wanted to roam around aimlessly.
听起来好像是他并不在意，就好像在这里没有目的的在乱走。
However, in the original language,
但是在原文里面，
Jesus was speaking in the ordering tone.
主耶稣在这里的语气是一个命令的语气。
Jesus was giving an order in a clear and a firm tone.
主耶稣在这里是用一个非常坚定的语气来发给一个命令。
Much like a captain giving a command to his crew members.
就好像这个船长跟他的水手在发命令一样。
He had a fixed purpose and a plan.
他有一个目的，他有一个预定的目的。
So he left his home place and the people behind to find a man far away in a foreign land.
他离开了自己的家乡，离开了他自己的百姓。到一个陌生的地方去。
We thank God and our sister just pick one song in the table meeting.
我感谢主，一个姊妹在饼杯选了一首诗歌。
The song is about the one of Jesus' parables in Matthew 18.
这个诗歌是关于马太福音十八章里面的一个故事。
Which says a good shepherd will leave the 99 of his flock.And go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying.
这个诗歌是讲到说一个好牧人要撇下那九十九只羊到山里去找那只迷路的羊。
Does the good shepherd love all his 100 sheep?
这个牧人不是都爱他的所有的一百只羊吗？
Yes, he does.
当然他爱这一百只羊，所有的羊。
But he goes to mountains purposely for that lost sheep.
但他到山上去为了一个目的就要找回那只迷路的羊。
He's not wandering along a mountain path doing morning exercises and stop on the lost sheep.
他不是在早上的时候跑到山上去漫无目的的锻炼身体然后突然之间遇到了那只丢失的羊。
Oh, there's a lost sheep.
这里有一个丢失的羊。
And I'm going to save it and bring it back to home.
我来把它救下来带它回去。
And then the lost sheep gets rescued.
然后最后这个羊就被拯救出来。
No, this is not the story of the good shepherd.
这不是那个好牧人的故事。
He goes to the mountains purposely to find that lost sheep.
他到山上去是带着一个目的，那个目的就是要在救那只迷失的羊。
In Luke 19:10,
在路加福音第十九章第十节那里
，Jesus says that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
主耶稣说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Why he comes to this place?
他为什么要到这个地方来
？Why he comes to this place full of the man and woman like us.
他为什么要到这个地方充满了像我们这样的男人和女人
he comes to here with a purpose.
他到这来是有一个目的的。
My dear friends, yes, we say that the mission of Jesus in Luke chapter 8 was to find the lost sheep.
所以我们可以这样讲说在路加福音第八章主耶稣在那里寻找那一只迷失的羊。
He wants to find the man who was 99% likely not a Jew, but a foreigner.
那里的那个人可能是99%的可能性不是犹太人。
It doesn't matter to Jesus.
对于主耶稣来说这不重要。
It doesn't matter to his power of glorious freedom.
对他这个荣耀的这个释放的能力也不重要。
What matters, my dear friends, is whether this man claimed himself as a lost sheep far away from God.
重要的是这个人自己承认 是不是他那个是远离神的一个迷失的羊。
So you see, Jesus traveled far away to find this man.
你看主耶稣寻走了很远的路来找这只迷失的羊。
Because the good shepherd knows the precise location of where the lost sheep is.
因为这个好牧人知道确切的位置这个迷失的羊在哪里。
He will surely come and he finds it.
他会来也会来找到他。
Now the point is,
但是这个问题在,
that it was not until this man in verse 28,
到在二十八节里面,
who cried out and fell down before Jesus for his salvation.
这个人见了耶稣伏伏在他面前大声喊叫,
not until that point that he would be able to enjoy the power of glorious freedom.
只有到了那个时候这个人才能够享受那个被释放的这个荣耀。
This is one of the key lessons we can learn from today's Bible reading.
这是在这里我们所要学到的一个非常重要的一点。
I used to have a friend who, ran a travel agent business.
我有过去有一个朋友他是经营这个旅游行业。
And she often sent her clients.
她经常把她的这个客户
Workers from job site. Workers from job site.
他经常把 job site, 他经常派他的工人到
yeah,
到我这里来。
Yeah. And even her own kids to the church.
他甚至把他的孩子们都送到教会来。
She sent them to the church.
他把他们他的员工和他的家人都送到教会里来。
So once I thanked her for sending people to the church, I said, thank you.
有一次我就谢谢她说谢谢你把人送到教会里来。
No, she replied nicely.
她对我非常和气地回答说
Seeing that she knew that it was good for them.
她觉得说这样对他们非常好。
Why I send them to the church? Because it's good for them.
我为什么带他们到教会送他们到教会去呢因为对他们有好处。
Because you are talking about Jesus.
因为你传讲耶稣。
And they need Jesus for their life.
他们自己需要耶稣。
Then I ask her.
然后我就问他。
How about you?
那你呢
?We want to see your face in the church.
我们希望看到你对于教会的信心。
Well, she answered, I'm okay.
那他觉得我可以我没事。
And I consider myself in a good shape.
我觉得我自己的生活还不错。
You see, my dear friends, this lady kept spinning in place while the others found Jesus as their savior.
你看这个人不停地把别人送到教会来得救。
She even came for her kids' baptismal meeting.
她甚至到教会里参加她孩子的受浸聚会。
But he kept on saying, I'm okay.
但他自己却说那我没事。
I have a burden for our young people.
我对我的对于年轻人有一个负担。
Especially those heading to college this summer.
尤其是这些还要去大学的孩子们。
Many of you have grown up here in this church.
很多你们这些孩子们是在这个教会里长大的。
You've been with the Lord since the baby room and the grade school.
你在婴儿室里面在那个小学的教室里面长大。
And nobody can deny that he's come for you.
没有人可以否认说主耶稣来是为了你。
And this is the spot where he has found you.
在这个地方他找到了你。
And the good shepherd comes and to find you.
这个好牧人到这里来找到了你。
And he has found you.
他也找到了你。
However, what is your response before the good shepherd?
但是你在好牧人面前的反应是什么呢
?What still keeps you from giving yourself to him?
是什么阻止你把你自己交给主呢
?What can you learn from this man in Luke chapter 8?
你从这个路加福音第八章的这个人身上学到了什么呢
?When he saw Jesus came to him,
当他看见主耶稣到他面前的时候
,He didn't say to Jesus, well, I'm sick.
他没有跟主说我生病了。
But,Just wait for a minute.
但是等一会儿。
Just wait for me and go back to my home.
等了我回家以后。
And to tell my mom and dad.
跟我父母讲一下。
Wait for me if I can just ready up to ninth grade, tenth grade.
等我能到九年级、十年级以后再说。
Wait for the certain point.
等到一个什么时候
？I know you come for me, but I'm doing presently. I'm doing okay.
我知道你是为我来的，但是目前为止我还可以。
But this guy cried to Jesus.
但这个人是大声喊叫。
Fell down before him for his salvation.
在伏伏在耶稣的脚前，为了他自己的救恩。
He knew that Jesus comes for him.
他知道主耶稣是为了他来的。
So this is the point he received the power of glorious purpose, glorious freedom.
在这个时候，他就收到接受了那个让他得荣耀释放的能力。
Brothers and sisters, Luke chapter 8 tells that Jesus is the Lord of mission.
在路加福音里面告诉我们说，主耶稣是一个有使命的主。
He is the Lord of a purpose.
他有一个目的的主。
That's how the whole event was made to happen.
这就是为什么这件事情才会发生。
The entire trip Jesus planned and made was for this man.
这个主耶稣这次行程的目的是为了这一个人。
Not that he happened to meet Jesus on his way to some place.
而不是说主耶稣在去的路上随机的遇到了这个人。
The journey was well planned in every detail.
这个行程是在细节上安排好的。
And you will see that his plan never failed.
他会确信这个他的旨意不会失败。
Like we may ask whether Jesus would miss this man.
我们会问说主耶稣会不会错过这个人
Or this man would miss the presence of Jesus.
或者这个人错过了主耶稣的这个同在
No, it would never happen.
这不会发生的
Because this journey, this trip was planned.
因为这个计划这个行程是计划好的
This tells us, brothers and sisters, that when Jesus comes into our lives,
当主耶稣来到我们生命的时候
He touches it,
他触摸我们的生命
He molds it.
他来改变我们的生命
Or sometimes he wants to make changes that often cause us discomfort.
他对我们生命的改变可能让我们觉得不舒服
However, if he comes into our lives,
但是他当他来到我们生命的时候
he must come with a purpose.
他是带着一个目的来的
He won't come into our lives with no purpose.
他不可能是没有目的的来到我们的生命里面。
So someday we saw, someday we see Jesus.
当有一天我们见到主的时候
，and we say that, well, I once upon the time I have seen you.
从前有一次我遇见了你。
By accident.
是巧一个巧合。
It's a coincidence by chance.
是一个非常大的巧合。
No.Luke chapter 8 tells us if he comes into a person's life, he must come with a purpose.
路加福音第八章告诉我们，当他来到一个人的生命的时候，他是带着一个目的来的。
And brothers and sisters, his purpose never fails.
弟兄姊妹，他的目的不会失败。
Yeah, we keep on telling ourselves that we fail 100 times, 1,000 times.On God's purpose.
我们自己告诉我们说我们关于神的旨意我们失败一百次一千次。
That's correct.
这是正确的。
That's who we are.
这就是我们的所是。
That's how we made.
这是我们被如此被造的。
But his purpose never fails.
但是他的旨意永远不会失败。
Now I think about the man in the Bible.
那我们看看这个人。
In his old age.
在他的年老的时候。
The Apostle Paul looked back on the path he had traveled through his life.
当这个保罗在他过去回想在他年老的时候回想到过去所走过的路。
In Galatians 1:15,
在加拉太书第一章第十五节那里
he says that I'm very thankful to God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace.
他说我非常感谢那位把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神。
My dear young people, we remember that the Bible tells us that Paul was called to meet with Jesus as an adult on the way to Damascus.
当我们知道圣经里讲的，当保罗遇到神的时候，他是在是一个成年人，在去大马色的路上，他遇见了神。
And we also remember that it wasn't until Acts 13 when he was about like 40, 50 years old that he was called to be a missionary for Jesus.
在直到使徒行传第十三章，他差不多四十岁、五十岁的人的时候，他才被呼召出来作为传道人。
But why? Why did Paul want to trace everything back to his mother's womb?
那为什么使徒保罗要回想到他从母腹里分别出来的时候？
Long before he met with Jesus.
在他遇见主耶稣之前，很久以前。
So.That's the one way we just share with you, right? When you read the Bible, you have to keep on asking yourself, why? Why he say so?
所以我们说我们要在读圣经的时候不停地问问题，为什么？他为什么要这样说？
Yes, God is grace.
这是神的恩典。
All the time, God is grace.
神永远都是恩典。
And his calling is grace.
他的呼召是恩典。
But why...Paul wanted to trace God's grace back to mother's womb.
那为什么使徒保罗要追随到他在母腹的时候？
Did he understand that his mother, from his mother's womb to his adulthood?
他从母腹里直到他的成年的时候。
Many things could happen.
很多事情都会发生。
Many things that are unpredictable.
很多事情是不可预见的。
Irreversible.
是不能够改变的。
Could cause him to miss Jesus' calling?
可以让他错过这个神的呼召。
Well, we thank God, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们真的感谢神。
What Paul wanted to prove to us throughout his entire life.
但是保罗想借着他的生命来向我们证明的。
From the very beginning of his mother's womb.
在他母腹的时候，在一开始的时候。
Is that Jesus?Comes to us with a purpose.
主耶稣就来到我们的生命里，带着一个目的。
And his purpose never fails, no matter what happens.
他的目的，他的旨意永远不会失败，不管发生什么。
Brothers and sisters, this is the true good news to us for you and me to live in today as God's children.
所以弟兄姊妹，这才是我们的一个真正的好消息。今天我们作为神的儿女。
So now we understand that in verse 27.
所以我们现在看27节。
When Jesus stepped out on the land and met this man.
当耶稣上了岸遇见这个人的时候。
There's no coincidence.
这里不是偶然的事情。
My dear friends, all things that happen to your life have a purpose.
所以朋友在你生命中发生的事情都是有一个目的。
Whether it is you traveling to here,
不管你是到这里来，从远方到这里来，
or you be sent to the hospital, or you send your family members to the hospital,
或者你是生病的，或者你的家人生病，
visiting some place,
或者你来探访一个人，
getting to know someone,
或者是来认识一个什么人，
it has a purpose.
每一件事都有一个目的。
It is to know Jesus as your Savior and the Lord.
是来认识主耶稣作为你的救主。
And that's why you are here, I'm here, and we are here this morning.
这就是为什么你在这里，我在这里，我们今天早上在这里。
Without this purpose, we won't be meet with each other this here this morning.
如果没有这个目的，今天早上我们不会在这里。
Now, let's move to the next question.
我们来看看下一个问题。
Who is this man?
这个人是谁？
We can follow the Bible reading.From verses 27 through 29.
我们看看27节到29节。
Which describes this man.
这里的描述了一下这个人。
First, he wore no clothes.
第一个，这个人没有穿衣服。
Verse 27 tells that not for a short period.
27节里讲，这个人没有穿衣服是很久的事情。
But for a long time since he was demonized.
他很久的时间被鬼所附。
He had kept himself naked.
他自己已经赤身露体很久了。
Well, one thing we've learned from the Bible.
有一件事情我们从圣经所学到的。
Is that in God's perfect creation.
在神完美的创造里面。
Adam and Eve were naked and unashamed in the Garden of Eden.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面没有穿衣服，也不知道羞耻。
But as the sin entered into the world,
但是随着这个罪进入到这个世界,
the realization of their disobedience to God came upon them.
他们就意识到了他们对神的背逆。
So Genesis 3:7 tells us that a man and a woman sew fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
所以在创世纪第三章第七节那里讲到，他们两个就用无花果树的叶子给自己编做裙子。
The coverings to conceal their shame of sinfulness before God.
来遮盖他们在神面前因着罪而有的羞耻。
So ever since then, my dear young people.
自从那个时候。
Nakedness has served as a symbol of a man's unrighteousness and unworthiness against God.
这个赤身露体就作为人在神面前的一个不义和不配的一个标记。
However, man could fail God.
但是人虽然可以失败。
But his life for us never failed.
但是神永远不会失败。
Genesis 3:21.
在创世纪第三章二十一节那里
，It says that instead of their inadequate coverings of fig leaves，
神用那个取代了那个不配的一个不合适的这个树的叶子做的衣服。
God provided a man and a woman a tunic made from animal skin to cover their nakedness。
神就用了一个动物的皮给他们做了衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻。
My dear young people, our nakedness need a covering.
所以年轻人我们的赤身露体是需要一个遮盖的。
Nakedness before people and before God is the sign of our unrighteousness.
在人前和在神面前的一个赤身露体是我们的一个不义的一个标志。
And this tunic made from animal skin.
这个衣服用动物的皮做的
indicates that someday
是却来预表有一天
a living sacrifice from above
是从上面来的一个活祭
will come and remove their shame of nakedness forever
是要除去我们这个赤身露体的羞耻而且是永远的除去
so Paul says in Galatians 3:27
所以保罗在三章加拉太书三章二十七节里讲
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ,
你们受洗归入基督的
you have put on Christ as your covering of righteousness.
你都是披戴基督了。
So we see that in verse 37.
所以我们看到
35.
35节。
Yeah, this man was saved.
这个人得救了。
And he was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
他就坐在耶稣的脚前。
And he was clothed.
他穿上了衣服。
So my dear young people, does God care how we dress?
神是不是真的很在意我们穿什么衣服?
Do we want to keep nakedness as a personal preference?
我们是不是作为个人我们有个喜好要赤身露体?
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to present a back to old time teaching.
我不是要教导你怎么样回到过去的风俗。
You know, back to the old time when I was in school.
到过去的我在学校的日子。
I barely see girls just wear a dress just below their neck.
我从来没有见到一个女孩子穿着裙子是低于她的脖子的。
But I'm not trying to present that, you know, back to old time teaching.
我不是要教导你回到我过去的那个时代的传统。
But truthfully speaking,
但是实话讲
，God does care.
神是非常在意这件事。
God does care how His children dress.
神非常在意他的儿女是如何穿戴的。
And you can go back to search the Bible.
你可以回去查考圣经。
The topic of clothing is repeated more than 100 times in the Bible.
在圣经里面关于衣服的事情讲了一百多次。
Because the symbolism of nakedness and clothing is powerful in God's word.
因为在神的话语里面这个羞耻和这个穿上衣服是神的话语是非常有能力的。
Way beyond expression of decoration and a personal interest.
远远超过了这个装饰和我们个人喜好这件事情。
It signifies our status and the position before God, like this man in Luke chapter 8.
就像这个人一样，他预表了我们在神面前的一个位置和我们的地位。
Second, this man didn't live in the house but in the tombs.
这个人没有住在一个房子里，而是住在坟营里面。
You know, this reminds me of Moses' praise to God in Psalm 90.
这就提醒了我，摩西在诗篇九十篇里的一个祷告。
That's right. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
And David once spoke fervently in his prayer to God.
大卫在他有一次非常在神面前一个非常迫切的祷告。
Psalm 27.
在诗篇二十七篇里面
，And he says that the most thing I have desired of the Lord that will I seek is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the day of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
So we understand that a dwelling place or a house holds a significant meaning in the Bible.
所以这就告诉我们，这个居住的地方是有何等重大的意义。
Rather than a shelter to live in.
它不只是一个遮盖，一个头上的一个遮盖。
I think we can use an example from the conversation between father and the son in Luke 15.
我们借用一下路加福音十五章里这个父亲和儿子之间的谈话。
When a prodigal son returns to his father's house after a reckless rebellion.
当这个浪子他悖逆父亲后来又回到家里之后。
He wins his father's heart.
他。
He wins his father's heart.
他赢得了父亲的心。
So the father throws him a big party to celebrate.
所以他的父亲就为了他举办了一个盛大的宴席。
And they killed the ox and they killed the sheep and they drink and they eat.
他们就宰了牛羊，他们一起来喝酒。
But the father's action make the brother feel indignant.
但是这个父亲的行为让他的长子非常的愤怒。
Here comes the conversation.
这里就来他们的交谈。
In Luke 15:29.
在路加福音十五章二十九节那里。
The brother says to father,
他这个大长子对他父亲说
Lo, these many years I have been serving you, I never transgressed your command at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might enjoy with my friends.
他对父亲说我服侍你这么多年从来没有违背过你的命你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But amazingly, the father answers the brother.
但是父亲是这样回答这个儿子的
Son, you're always with me.
儿子你永远和我在一起
And all that I have is yours.
我所有的都是你的
And listen to what the father says to the brother.
我们听听这个长这个父亲怎么样跟这个长子说的
Son,
儿子
means as long as you stay as my son.
只要你做我的儿子
You're always with me.
你总是跟我在一起
With me, stay in my house.
跟我在我的在我的家中
So this means that as long as the son stays in his father's house,
只要这个儿子待在他父的家中
he can enjoy all the father's property whenever and however he wants.
他可以享受无论是如何来享受他父亲的产业
So you see it, my dear young people.
所以年轻人
The house and the dwelling place always signifies not only father's blessings.
这个居住的所在不光是不光是证明这个神的这个父亲的祝福
but also son's authority and the right to claim such blessings.
而且是这个作为儿子就是说这个产业是他的一个权柄。
If we want to say, well, Father, you give me all the blessings and just give it to me.
如果我们跟父亲说你给了我这些祝福你就给我。
I want to have it now.
我现在就要。
But the father says to the son,
但这个父亲对儿子说
as long as you stay in my house,
你只要待在我的家里
all I have is yours.
我所有的都是你的。
Go ahead.
你可以随便拿。
If you want the sheep, if you want a young goat to enjoy with your friend, as long as you stay in my house, go ahead.
你如果想要跟你的朋友享受一只羊羔，只要你待在我的家里，你就随便去拿。
But if you are out of this house,
但是如果你离开这个家，
no way,
这是不可能的。
So we understand,
所以我们因此而明白，
why Moses and David pray to God in that way.
摩西和大卫为什么会这样子来祷告？
Why Moses and David and they pray that God, we want to stay in your dwelling place.
我们要愿意住在你的居所里面。
Why Moses said you are my dwelling place?
为什么摩西说你是我们的居所？
Can he pray to God? Can he praise to God? Said you are my money.
他能不能跟主说你是我的钱财？
You are my wealth.
你是我的财富。
You are my health.
你是我的健康。
Yes, he can.
他可以这样讲。
But Moses knew the spiritual principle.
但是摩西对于属灵的原则是非常的清楚。
So he prayed to God and said, You are my dwelling place.
所以他说你是我的居所。
Because if I stay in you,
因为只要我住在你的里面，
Everything you have is mine.
你所有的一切都是我的。
With no problem.
没有任何的问题。
I don't have to ask permission.
我不需要人许可。
The only thing I have to do is to stay in his household.
我只需要待在你的家中。
Like Paul says in Ephesians 2:12.
所以像保罗在以弗所书第二章那里讲到，
At the time we were without Christ,
在那个时候没有基督，与基督无关。
No, we didn't know Christ.
我们不知道基督。
We were aliens and a stranger from God.
我们在以色列国民以外。
So we have no hope without God in the world.
所以我们活在世上没有指望，也没有神。
I was asked by a Buddhist priest.Friend.
我有一次被一个信佛的人来问我。
And he was truly good man.
他是一个非常好的人。
Very nice young man.
是一个非常和善的一个年轻人。
And he said to me.
他这样跟我说。
I've been a vegan from my very little age.
我从小就是一个不吃肉的人。
I never killed any animal.
我从来没有杀过任何一个动物。
And I've been good to all the people.
我对所有人都非常好。
All the people are with other religions as you Christians.
所有那些其他宗教的人，也跟你基督徒是一样。
Am I going to heaven?
我会去天堂吗？
And can I just do I have the authority to claim the blessings of God?
我能不能够来宣告神的祝福呢？
Well, I answered him, I'm sorry.
所以我跟他说对不起。
Even though you're a good person.
虽然你是个非常好的人。
And I admire it.
我也非常敬仰你。
But you can't.
但是你不能。
Because you're not in the Father's house.
因为你不在神的家中。
Father's blessings is for his son.
神的祝福是为他儿子的。
But now you have a free chance.
但是你现在有一个机会。
You can enter Father's house.
你可以进入到神的家中。
By believing Jesus.
来相信，借着相信主耶稣。
Because His blessings is just for His children.
因为他的祝福是为了他的儿女的。
Third, this man had kept under God, bound with chains and shackles.
这个人是在捆绑之中。第三点。
But the sentence doesn't end here.
但是这个句子没有结束在这里。
Verse 29 continues.
第二十九节继续讲到，
Even so,
虽然如此，
this man often broke the bonds of chains and shackles and run into that wilderness.
他也经常把脚镣铁链给挣断，跑到旷野里去。
I just ask you to follow my imagination.
我想让你想象一下。
And once this man ran from the bonds of chains and shackles.
这个人脱离了脚镣和铁链之后，
People in the city would make another pair of bonds.
这个城里的人就会再做一套脚镣和铁链，
Thicker and heavier to keep him locked.
比以前的更重更粗，想要来绑住他。
So this will be the game.
所以这就是那个
game.
就是那个像一个游戏一样。
thicker and heavier and ran off.
这个更重更大，然后他就又跑开。
And ran off thicker and heavier.
他跑了之后，人就在做更重更大的锁链。
But thicker and heavier and ran off.
然后他就挣开那个，然后又跑开。
So the game keep going on.
所以这个游戏就不停地跑进行下去。
No matter how much they added into the new pair.
不管他们做了多少个铁链。
The chains and the shackles never catch up with the evil power in this man.
这个铁链锁链永远都不能追上在他里面那个魔鬼的力量。
Brothers and sisters, this shows the destructive power of sin and death.In each of us,
这就证明了在我们里面那个罪和死亡与何等的破坏力。
That everything we have built in our family,
在我们的家中
，marriage,
我们的婚姻
，career,
我们的工作
，and even our service to God could be rendered completely useless in the face of sin and death.
甚至我们对神的服侍都会被那个罪所破坏，变成无用。
No pair of chains and shackles can keep us just bonded.
没有那个铁链和脚镣能够把我们捆住。
Do you want to pick a fight with it, by your set of chains and shackles?
你想不想跟你自己的那个捆绑来征战
？Don't even think about it.
你想都不用想。
Brothers and sisters, Luke chapter 8.
所以弟兄姊妹路加福音第八章
tells us a simple fact.
告诉我们一个非常简单的事实。
There is no pair of chains and shackles in this world can lock this man's evil strength.
没有一个这个地上没有一个铁链或者脚镣能够捆绑住这个罪恶的权势。
But we thank God the power of glorious freedom in Jesus healed and set this man free.
但是因着神的这个荣耀释放的能力让这个人自由了。
And he was sitting at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind.
他就坐在耶稣的脚前神智恢复清楚在他正常的头脑里。
So now we have the answer of this question, who was this man?
所以现在我们就有这个答案这个人是谁
?We are the man.
我们就是这个人。
We are the man, brothers and sisters.
我们就是这个人。
We are the man of a naked, homeless, and living under the power of sin and death.
我们就是这个赤身露体的、没有家的、活在罪恶捆绑之下的人。
Before we finish, just let me say few words.
在我结束之前，我再说几句话。
As we shared earlier, we want to leave gospel just to gospel friends.
我。刚刚开始的时候我分享到说我们跟福音朋友们读着福音书
Hebrew 13:8 teaches that Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today and forever
希伯来书十三章第八节讲说耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的
Brothers and sisters, is his power of glorious freedom still fresh to us today?
他这个荣耀释放的能力今天还是一样的吗
There is a spiritual law that I assume brothers and sisters all have known pretty well.
我相信有一个属灵的律是弟兄姊妹都所知道的。
It is that if we are not in him for a day,
如果我们不住在他的里面
the power of glorious freedom will fade in us for a day.
我们不在他里面一天他这个荣耀释放的能力就失去一天。
If we are not there for 2 days,
如果我们在他不住在的主的里面两天
,the power will fade for 2 days.
他的能力就失去两天。
3 days, it will fade for 3 days.
我们不在他里面三天他的能力在我们身上就消失三天。
And so on.
所以就可以一直这样下去。
However,
但是
no matter how many days it has faded,
但不管他的能力消失了多少天
Maybe hundreds or thousands
也许一百天也许一千天
As soon as we turn our finger from others back to ourselves and say I am that man
只要把我们的这个 指着别人的指头转向我们自己说我就是那个人
I am that man naked, homeless and under the power of sin and death
我就是那个赤身露体没有家的那个在罪的捆绑之下的人
The power of glorious freedom will guaranteed come back and cover us
那个是罪能够成从我们让我们从罪里释放出的能力就再会回到我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is the lesson we learned together from Luke chapter 8.
这是我们从路加福音第八章所应当学到的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word to us.
主，我们为今天早上你的宝贵的话语向你献上感谢。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work these words in our heart.
我们祷告说愿圣灵能够把这些话做在我们的里面。
And through our daily lives,
借着我们每天的生活
，so we will be the testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以成为主耶稣基督的见证。
Lord, everything we have is in you.
我们所有的一切都在你的里面。
We thank you for this time.
我们为这个时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.